morning on WCHL, 3 days into the early voting period, turnout remains brisk across Orange County and across the state of North Carolina. After the report released last week into fraudulent classes and other academic irregularities at UNC, some students are worried their degrees will be tainted by the scandal.
And current students worry that their degrees in the Reformed African American and Diaspora Studies, or AAAD department, won't be worth much.
And the UNC academic scandal has made its way into the national media, as well as late-night talk shows. Even Saturday Night Live had their take on it.
UNC student-athletes refuted the report, calling it both ungood and distrue.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Seattle Seahawks took the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, 13-9. And
playmakers helped the team bring home a big win from Charlottesville.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL in the beginning of a really cool day. Well, actually a nice day. Hot day in the upper 70s. Right now it is 50 degrees in Chapel Hill. 3 days into the early voting period, turnout remains brisk across Orange County and across the state of North Carolina. That's no surprise. Turnout is typically lower for midterm elections, but this year all eyes are on North Carolina as the race for control of the U.S. Senate could come down to the contest between incumbent Democrat Kay Hagan and Republican challenger Tom Tillis, Speaker of the House of Representatives. Surveys show the two in a neck-and-neck race, and different pollsters have different candidates in the lead. Last week, Public Policy Polling released its latest survey showing Hagan holding on to a slim 3-point lead, with Libertarian Sean Ha polling about 5% and a sizable number of voters still undecided. And we're not alone. All over the country, more and more surveys are showing more and more races coming down to the wire, which means it's still entirely unclear who's going to be celebrating come Election Day. WCHL's Aaron Keck sat down and talked with Public Policy Polling Director John Jensen last week, and Jensen had some insights.
There's really just an incredible number of races this year that we really just don't know what's going to happen 10 days out. And certainly, I think the last 3 or 4 election cycles, about a week and a half, 2 weeks before the election, you had a very clear picture of what was going to happen across the country. And there's just a lot more ambiguity about that this year. We got a bunch of new polls with the Democrat up for the Senate in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we've also gotten a bunch of new polls showing that the Senate race in Colorado is getting further and further away from Democrats. And you talk about those two states. Georgia's a state that Barack Obama lost 2 times. Colorado, on the other hand, is a state that Barack Obama won 2 times, and where Democrats haven't lost a major statewide election in 12 years. And you just see those two races going in totally opposite directions of each other and totally opposite directions of how the states usually vote.
And when you talk about Georgia, I think about Kentucky, too, where Mitch McConnell is sort of in a race for his life, according to some polls. And that's not something that I think anyone expected maybe a year or two out. Does that mean that it's really coming down not so much to partisan leanings one way or the other, but really to the identities of the particular candidates and their individual quirks and characteristics?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of reminders this election cycle that candidates matter. And I think that's definitely a case, for instance, in North Carolina. I think that if we told you a year ago at this time that Barack Obama's approval rating in North Carolina was going to be 40% and that it looked like it was going to be an overall good year for Republicans nationally, I think we probably would have agreed that Kay Hagan was going to be doomed. And instead, you still have a situation where Hagan's leading in most of the polls. We had her with a 3-point lead this week. It's a reflection of the fact that the Republicans ran the wrong candidate.
That is Tom Jensen, director of Raleigh-based Raleigh Public Policy Polling. As for voter turnout in the first 3 days of the 9-day early voting period, 6,690 voters cast their ballots early in Orange County alone. That means that Orange County is on track to see about 20,000 early voters this year. To put that into perspective, about 16,500 residents cast early ballots in last midterm in 2010. Early voting resumes today and continues through Saturday. There are 5 early voting sites here in Orange County: the Board of Elections office in downtown Hillsborough, Masters Garden Preschool also in Hillsborough, the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill just off Homestead Road, North Carolina Hillel on Cameron Avenue in downtown Chapel Hill just off campus, and Carrboro Town Hall on Main Street. The Seymour Center has seen the biggest turnout so far, with more than 2,000 early voters already. For a complete schedule of early voting locations and hours, visit our website, chapelborough.com. This weekend, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a major recall of more than 30,000 pounds of gluten-free breaded chicken products. 2 products are affected: 10.5-ounce boxes of Bell & Evans gluten-free breaded chicken breast and 12-ounce boxes of Bell & Evans gluten-free breaded chicken breast nuggets. Inspectors discovered Staphylococcus bacteria at the plant where those 2 products are produced. Affected products have a best by date of August 9th, 2015, and the establishment number P516 inside the USDA mark of inspection. So far, no one is reported getting sick from the products, but the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service is warning people not to use them. Staph infections are common causes of food poisoning. Symptoms like nausea, vomiting, stomach cramps, and diarrhea usually develop within 6 hours and last for 1 to 3 days. Students, teachers, counselors, and administrators at Phillips Middle School in Chapel Hill all made an extra effort last week to make sure that everyone does their part to prevent bullying. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Sign, try and sign kind of small. We got to fill.
That 6th grade counselor, Aaron Murphy, speaking to a line of Phillips Middle School students waiting to sign an anti-bullying pledge posted on a wall of the cafeteria on October 22nd. Students signed the pledge poster and wore orange in support of Unity Day, a nationwide effort of the PACER National Bullying Prevention Center, which has been promoting Anti-Bullying Month all through October. In preparation for the big day, some of the kids participated in a rap video produced, directed, and edited by school counselor and apparently rapper Kevin Duquette.
Our whole student services department is going to be in the lunches kind of talking with kids. That way, if kids want to talk to us about bullying, we're all here.
Phillips has a history when it comes to the bullying issue. Back in 2011 and 2012, students, parents, and staff spoke out about what they called a serious bullying problem at the school. Demonstrations and a lawsuit followed, and Principal Cicely McCrimmon ended up leaving. Principal Rydell Harrison is new at the school. He said that Unity Day presents an opportunity to remind kids of the importance of a safe school environment. Harrison said he understands what happened in the past and that the best antidote to bullying is education. He added that the school has a no-tolerance policy. All reports of bullying at Phillips are investigated either by himself or Assistant Principal Kristen Walker.
The most important part about that whole process is what happens after, and that's the intervention. That's where we're really blessed to have some great counselors and our school social worker.
11-year-old Riley Akos, a 6th grader at Phillips, says she hasn't experienced bullying personally, but she recognizes that prevention is important.
I have not seen any like physical bullying, but I have seen cyberbullying and like exclusion from some of the 6th graders here.
Jacob Summers, also 11, said he has a more personal experience with bullying.
I've been bullied a couple times before because I have glasses and I'm not as athletic as other people. And I've also seen bullying because, well, it happens almost always, and I want to help prevent that.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:15. More news in just a moment.
Tom here from Terra Nova Global Properties. Come on down this weekend to our huge blowout sale. New truckloads have just arrived. We've got homes in every style, color, and price. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all.
Whoa, whoa, Tom. That's not how we do it at Terra Nova.
You're right. I was just excited to be on the radio.
Now tell them the truth, Tom.
Okay, we listen to our clients. We have vast knowledge of the local market, and we work with buyers and sellers.
You got it.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Tax, title, license, and doc fees not included.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, apparently everything working just fine. Thanks for bearing with us for that. It is 617 at WCHL. SAT scores are in for 2014, and students in Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools scored well above the state and national average. Linked to numbers from the College Board, the average Chapel Hill Carborough senior scored a combined 1183 on math and critical reading. The national average was 1010. The statewide average was 1006. Including the essay portion, the average Chapel Hill Carborough senior scored a 1753. The national and state averages were both just below 1500. And at Carborough High School, the average score in 2014 was 53 points higher than the 2013 average. 79% of Chapel Hill Carborough City School seniors took the SAT, 710 students in all. Tonight, the Chapel Hill Town Council will consider approving a new apartment building downtown, as well as a new subdivision on Homestead Road. The owners of the Franklin Hotel want to build on the lot behind the hotel that straddles Cannon and Millett Streets. The project, known as The Graduate, would consist of six stories of apartments above a two-story parking deck. The 97 apartments would be aimed at graduate students and young professionals. If approved, the courtyards at Homestead would bring 63 single-family homes, along with a clubhouse and pool, to 18 acres across from Weaver Dairy Road Extension. The council meets at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Promises have been the touchstone for Tom Tillis's U.S. Senate campaign in North Carolina since he officially filed as a candidate. In debates and on the stump, Tillis contrasts the legislative and fiscal policies he says he promised to complete when Republicans took over the legislature with what he considers Democratic Senator Kay Hagan's empty resume. GOP followers of Tillis like his promises on cutting taxes and regulations and believe he's moving the state in the right direction. But the legislature's accomplishments are a double-edged sword. Decisions to reduce unemployment benefits and add restrictions to abortion and voting awaken Democrats, while Hagan has hammered Tillis on public education spending. The race is close. Tillis says he will persuade undecided to vote for him by focusing on jobs and the economy. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by Four Corners. Not a lot of traffic out there so far. Things are very light, but within about a half hour, that situation will certainly change. We invite you to listen for our next report coming up at about 6:45. And if you know of anything that we are not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can talk to Nikki Morse. You can also text us at WCHL Chapelboro. And again, things moving along very smoothly right now. Four Corners is home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can join the lunch club, and your sixth lunch is absolutely free at Four Corners downtown. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, 43 degrees. It is cold this morning. Sunny skies, high today in the upper 70s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine with a high in the low 80s, so a little bit warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers and high in the middle 70s. So there you go. A little bit on the chilly side for our forecast. 621 at WCHL. Turning the championship sports, Mitch Trubisky threw a 16-yard touchdown pass on his only play of the game, giving North Carolina its first lead with 4:05 remaining. Tar Heels stunned Virginia 28-27 on Saturday. Trubisky, who had been sharing the job with Marquise Williams until the last two games, was called into action when Marquise was sacked. His helmet came off, and by rule, he had to come out for one play, setting up a 3rd-and-15 from the 16-yard line. Trubisky hit a wide-open T.J. Thorpe to give North Carolina the lead. Carolina now 4-4 on the season, 2-2 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. Virginia, which is also 4-4 and 2-2, had kept the explosive Williams and North Carolina scoreless to that point in the second half. They were surprised with the Tar Heels tried and recovered an onside kick. Marquise had an outstanding game overall and some mighty big plays in the resume for Carolina on that day. North Carolina drove to the Virginia 20, ran out the clock. It's a fifth consecutive victory in that series against Virginia for North Carolina. So a mighty big win for the Tar Heels this past Saturday. We'll talk more about it later on in the morning here on WCHL. Russell Wilson threw a 23-yard touchdown pass to Luke Wilson with 47 seconds left, lifting the Seattle Seahawks to a 13-9 victory over the Carolina Panthers on Sunday in Charlotte to snap a two-game losing streak. It's the third straight year Wilson has brought the Seahawks back from a second-half deficit to beat the Panthers here in North Carolina. In the previous two seasons, Wilson threw two second-half touchdown passes to Jermaine Kearse and Golden Tate in tight defensive games. Carolina's defense, which had allowed at least 37 points in four of its previous five games, held the Seahawks in check before Wilson led a 9-play, 80-yard drive for the only touchdown scored in the game. Wilson finished 20 of 32 for 199 yards with one interception and that one touchdown. Cam Newton was 12 of 27 for 121 yards with an interception and a fumble for the Panthers, who are now 3-4-1. Seahawks now 4-3, getting off to an uncharacteristically slow start. So Russell Wilson coming back to the state of North Carolina. Everybody knows he played college football at North Carolina State before he transferred to Wisconsin as a graduate student. And then he has been mighty successful in the NFL since then. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up in an hour on WCHL. It is coming up on 6:24. I'm Ron Stutz.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Lexington Inns and Hotels. Whether you're traveling for business or leisure, choose Lexington for exceptional service, great rates, and the personal touch. Visit LexingtonHotels.com. This is Charles Osgood. Beer connoisseurs are always looking to get their hands on rare types of stout lager and other varieties that you can only find in certain parts of the world. But how about this? A beer from the 19th century. Belgian scientists have recreated a 170-year-old beer that was found on a shipwreck and might soon be coming to a store near you. The story after this. It's going to happen to someone else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car, and he was shocked to learn that someone had racked up a $15,000 credit card balance and bought a timeshare in his name. That's why Adrian turned to LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since Adrian signed up, LifeLock has gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you get protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, and even the equity in your home. No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com, use my last name, Osgood, to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership, or call LifeLock at 800-838-8040 and mention Osgood. 800-838-8040. 800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions.
I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow.
The historic brew that we're talking about was found inside five bottles that were discovered in a shipwreck in 2010. It was determined that that ship went down in the waters between Finland and Sweden in 1842, so it had to be at least 170 years old. Belgian scientists were given the beer and asked to study it to see if it could be recreated. Well, based on microorganisms in the bottle, they were able to figure out which type of yeast and bacteria had been used by the brewers of that day to create the drink. After a year of analysis, the scientists said the beer they've created is as close to the original as possible. The only main difference was sweetness, because malt was produced differently back in those days, so beer from the 19th century would be sweeter. Now the scientists are partnering with a Finnish brewery to bring their historic concoction to market. One bottle will cost $145. Some beer lovers probably wouldn't bat an eyelash at that price to have a taste of history.
This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you.
Okay, enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapel Bar and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today, College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
Well, thank you, Eric. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Rocky this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is going to be sunny today, high today in the upper 70s. Kind of a nice, warm day, and It's certainly not starting out that way. It's 44 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 43 in Carver, where it's always a degree cooler. As I said, the high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the low 80s. So about 5 or 6 degrees warmer tomorrow than today. Looking ahead a little bit tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers in the high of about 75 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett, tweaking quarantines for Ebola workers who've been in West Africa. They've got to be checked for 3 weeks. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
During those 21 days, health care workers would check on them twice a day to monitor their temperature and condition. If they develop symptoms, they will be transferred to a hospital.
A nurse is being quarantined in New Jersey.
I'm Heather Bosch in Newark, the first medical worker returning from West Africa to be held under New Jersey's mandatory 21-day quarantine, says her treatment is inhumane. Nurse Casey Hickox has been held in a tent outside University Hospital since Friday. She says there's a portable toilet but no shower. She's forced to wear paper scrubs. Has no symptoms, and she plans to sue to get out.
And there's word in today's New York Post that a 5-year-old boy is hospitalized in New York City with Ebola-like symptoms. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right, 6:32 at WCHL, 44 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Rod Stutz. 3 days into the early voting period, turnout remains brisk across Orange County and across the state of North Carolina. Turnout is typically lower for midterm elections, but this year all eyes are on North Carolina as the race for control of the United States Senate could come down to the contest between incumbent Democrat Kay Hagan and Republican challenger Tom Tillis, Speaker of the State House of Representatives. Surveys show the two in a neck-and-neck race in different polls. Pollsters have different candidates in the lead. Last week, Public Policy Polling released its latest survey showing Hagan holding on to a slim 3-point lead, with Libertarian Sean Haw polling about 5% and a sizable number of voters still undecided. Not alone. All over the country, more and more surveys are showing more and more races coming right down to the wire, which means it's still entirely unclear who's going to be celebrating come Election Day. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Public Policy Polling Director Chom Jensen last week.
There's really just an incredible number of races this year that we really just don't know what's going to happen 10 days out. And certainly, I think the last 3 or 4 election cycles, about a week and a half, 2 weeks before the election, you had a very clear picture of what was going to happen across the country. And there's just a lot more ambiguity about that this year. We got a bunch of new polls with the Democrat up for the Senate in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And we've also gotten a bunch of new polls showing that the Senate race in Colorado is getting further and further away from Democrats. And you talk about those two states. Georgia's a state that Barack Obama lost 2 times. Colorado, on the other hand, is a state that Barack Obama won 2 times, and where Democrats haven't lost a major statewide election in 12 years. And you just see those two races going in totally opposite directions of each other and totally opposite directions of how the states usually vote.
And when you talk about Georgia, I think about Kentucky, too, where Mitch McConnell is sort of in a race for his life, according to some polls. And that's not something that I think anyone expected maybe a year or two out. Does that mean that it's really coming down not so much to partisan leanings one way or the other, but really to the identities of the particular candidates and their individual quirks and characteristics?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of reminders this election cycle that candidates matter. And I think that's definitely a case, for instance, in North Carolina. I think that if we told you a year ago at this time that Barack Obama's approval rating in North Carolina was going to be 40% and that it looked like it was going to be an overall good year for Republicans nationally, I think we probably would have agreed that Kay Hagan was going to be doomed. And instead, you still have a situation where Hagan's leading in most of the polls. We had her with a 3-point lead this week. It's a reflection of the fact that the Republicans ran the wrong candidate. Tom Tillis and his record with the legislature that's so unpopular were not the right face for Republicans to put forward this year, and that may let Kay Hagan survive. So what we are seeing in a lot of these races is that candidates count. You know, I think Republicans are going to take control of the Senate, but if by some chance they don't, and North Carolina going for Hagan is the difference maker and Republicans not getting control, I think you're definitely going to see a lot of hand-wringing about why didn't we recruit a better candidate in this race.
And talk about some of the details that that you found in the latest poll on the Hagan-Tillis race, because there's a couple polls that are showing slight differences here and there. It's all within the margin of error. But there's some really interesting numbers that come out of the public policy polling survey, especially in terms of the vote share that Hagan gets with Democrats versus the vote share that Tillis gets with Republicans, and also the extent to which Sean Haugh is and is not making a difference as a Libertarian.
Yeah, one thing that's really interesting is that Kay Hagan and Tom Tillis are both getting 82% of the vote from within their own party. And that's really unusual for North Carolina politics because traditionally we've seen so many registered Democratic voters vote Republican in national elections. And we're really not seeing that this year. And part of that change is structural. A lot of those kinds of Democrats who voted Republican for the president and Senate and that kind of thing have either become unaffiliated or quite frankly died because it was such a generational thing. But it's also a structural thing. It's also something specific to this race as well, where, you know, a lot of more conservative registered Democrats who might be open to voting for a Republican in national elections a lot of the time just don't care for Tom Tillis. So very unusual to see a Democrat getting the same share of their party vote that the Republicans getting. And when that happens, Democrats are going to win based on their party registration advantage in the state.
That is Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling in Raleigh. And there's a lot more to that interview. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. He and Aaron Kack talk for quite a bit about this upcoming election. As for voter turnout in the first 3 days of the 9-day early voting period, 6,690 voters cast their ballots here in Orange County alone. That means that Orange County is on track to see about 20,000 early voters this year. Now, to put that into perspective, about 16,500 residents cast early ballots in the last midterm back in 2010. Early voting resumes today and continues through Saturday. There are 5 early voting sites in Orange County, the Board of Elections office in downtown Hillsborough, Masters Garden Preschool, also in Hillsborough, the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill on Homestead Road, North Carolina Hillel on Cameron Avenue in downtown Chapel Hill, just off UNC's campus, and Carborough Town Hall on Main Street. The Seymour Center has seen the biggest turnout so far, with more than 2,000 early voters already. For a complete schedule of early voting locations and hours, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Students, teachers, counselors, and administrators at Phillips Middle School all made an extra effort last week to make sure that everyone does his or her part to prevent bullying. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
That sixth grade counselor Aaron Murphy speaking to a line of Phillips Middle School students waiting to sign an anti-bullying pledge posted on a wall of the cafeteria on October 22nd. Students signed the pledge poster and wore orange in support of Unity Day, a nationwide effort of the PACER National Bullying Prevention Center, which has been promoting Anti-Bullying Month all through October. In preparation for the big day, some of the kids participated in a rap video produced, directed, and edited by school counselor and apparently rapper Kevin Duquette.
Our whole student services department is going to be in the lunches kind of talking with kids. That way if kids want to talk to us about bullying, we're all here.
Phillips has a history when it comes to the bullying issue. Back in 2011 and 2012, students, parents, and staff spoke out about what they called a serious bullying problem at the school. Demonstrations and a lawsuit followed, and Principal Cicely McCrimmon ended up leaving. Principal Rydell Harrison is new at the school. He said that Unity Day presents an opportunity to remind kids of the importance of a safe school environment. Harrison said he understands what happened in the past and that the best antidote to bullying is education. He added that the school has a no-tolerance policy. All reports of bullying at Phillips are investigated either by himself or Assistant Principal Kristen Walker.
The most important part about that whole process is what happens after, and that's the intervention. That's where we're really blessed to have some great counselors and our school social worker.
11-year-old Riley Akos, a sixth grader at Phillips, says she hasn't experienced bullying personally, but she recognizes that prevention is important.
I have not seen any, like, physical bullying, but I have seen cyberbullying and, like, exclusion from some of the sixth graders here.
Jacob Summers, also 11, said he has a more personal experience with bullying.
I've been bullied a couple times before because I have glasses and I'm not as athletic as other people. And I've also seen bullying because, well, it happens almost always, and I want to help prevent that.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein released a 130-page report exposing 20 years' worth of fraudulent classes and other academic irregularities, all centered around the Department of African and Afro-American Studies. Former Department Administrator Deborah Crowder and former Department Chair Julius Nangoro were the central figures. And now the Daily Tar Heel reports that three other members of the department may be facing disciplinary action as well. Crowder and Nangoro have long retired. The fraudulent classes are no longer being offered, and the department has been renamed. But still, some students in the department are worried their degrees will be tainted by the scandal. Elise McGauthin reports for Carolina Connection.
It's a topic that has made national news, repeatedly, for more than 4 years. Now, Kenneth Weinstein's report has laid out the extent of the shadow curriculum in the former Department of African and Afro-American Studies. And current students worry that their degrees in the reformed African American and Diaspora Studies, or AAAD department, won't be worth much. Like senior Taylor Weberfields.
You have almost like you're getting a joke diploma. So it's like your diploma is a joke, your major is a joke. It's just, you know, that is not important, that it's not on the same level of academia as the rest of the school.
Weinstein's report revealed paper courses weren't the typical rigor of real AAAD courses. Paper courses, listed as seminars or lectures, hardly met and required a paper at the end. The papers, often plagiarized, were still awarded high grades. Sophomore Aitza Burgess is an anthropology and communication studies double major. She said she was shocked at the longevity of the scandal, but hopes the report will help the entire campus.
I am glad that the university is taking strides to correct this reputation that has taken on for our AAAD department and to bring back the integrity to a AAAD degree, which seems to be a big issue for some of the students who have chosen that major.
Some students who have chosen to pursue coursework in AAAD said they suspect racial issues to be a factor in the scandal.
Carolina Connection is a radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. WCHL News Time 6:43. Coming up next, Ellie Kinnaird has today's commentary.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Some homes are selling much easier than others depending on various factors such as condition, location, and price range. Contact us today if you're curious to know how easily your home might sell. 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
The Kennedy Dental Group has a brand new location at 1721 East Franklin Street in the iconic WCHL building across from the Eastgate Shopping Center. With their spacious new offices, Drs. Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb are now happily accepting new patients at their convenient location with plenty of free parking. Whether a returning patient or looking for a new dentist, the Kennedy Dental Group is ready for you. Call 919-967-9291 for an appointment or go online at KennedyDentalGroup.com.
Why is it called fall? Because after raking leaves, cheering on the team, and dragging sweaters out of storage, you're ready to fall. Which is why Crown Honda South Point is making it simple to save on a 2014 Accord Coupe CVT LXS for just $199 per month. Rake in the savings at Crown Honda South Point, the only dealer with extended service hours 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. on weekdays and open weekends too. If you're off, we're open. Located on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tax, and fees. See deal for complete lease details. Expires 10/31/14.
6:44 at WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. I am delighted that North Carolina joined the 21st century and same-sex partners can now marry. While it seemed like lightning speed, I'm sure it does not to my gay friends who have been together for sometimes decades. I have a long history with the issue, and I'm proud to claim a place at the beginning of the movement. My first encounter with the issue was when I was mayor of Carrboro, and we passed a domestic partners registration, the only place in the state. Running for the Senate in 1996, I answered a Vote Smart poll that asked my position on gay marriage. I answered that it should be legal, based on the 14th Amendment's equal protection of the laws and the full faith and credit clause. My Republican opponent jumped on it. Elected to the Senate in 1997, at the behest of gay friends and elected colleagues, I introduced legislation to repeal the Crimes Against Nature statute that had been used to harass and convict gay people by the police and courts. Assuming everyone thought like Orange County, I was dismayed when the bill died a mourning. After I introduced it in my second term, the GLBT community and their families held a press conference, with only Durham Senator Jeannie Locus and I attending. But I did convince Senator Brad Miller to hold a Judiciary Committee hearing for the advocates to speak. My third term, the chair of the committee refused to hold a hearing, but the gay community lobbied hard and the word was getting out that this wouldn't go away. The bill became moot when the Supreme Court in Lawrence v. Texas declared that sex between consenting adults was constitutional and could not be subjected to criminal sanctions. We tried to get the statute taken off the books, but the General Statutes Commission that revises statutes refused. Finally, Carrboro, always in the forefront, asked our delegation to add prohibition of sexual orientation discrimination to the Carrboro Housing Ordinance. Its life was also quickly extinguished. So, I am especially pleased that in spite of the legislature and the 21% of the voters who passed the marriage amendment, all people will now have the right to marry. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina topped Virginia for the fifth consecutive time with a wild 28-27 victory over the Cavaliers in Charlottesville on Saturday afternoon. The game-winning touchdown for the Tar Heels was thrown by backup quarterback Mitch Trubisky after starter Marquise Williams was forced to sit out a key third down play because his helmet had come off on the previous down. Carolina head coach Larry Fedora said he didn't balk at having Trubisky in for the big moment.
Well, I mean, we've got confidence in Mitch. I mean, we knew Mitch can go in and execute. I mean, that's why we've done what we've done with him all year, you know. I mean, he's played. This team has confidence in what he can do, and he showed it.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
After Carolina scored the go-ahead touchdown with 4:05 to play, the Heels converted a surprise onside kick to regain possession and eventually salt away the clock for the victory. Why did Fedora try for the onside in such an unconventional spot?
Because it was there all day, and it was a great time to do it. You know, I mean, I wanted to have the ball in our hands offensively when the game was over, and those guys, they did that.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Mighty good win for Carolina on Saturday, and hopefully that will be good things to come for the Tar Heels. Tar Heels has got some momentum now, that's for sure. Two wins in a row, and maybe a bit turnaround just like last season. 6:49 at WCHL. Coming up next, we will check traffic and weather together.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is the Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, fresh off a busy, incredibly active, I don't even know what kind of a weekend.
Oh, I can't. I honestly, I don't even know myself.
Really?
Yeah, it was a little bit hectic, but I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're back.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I'm sure you missed me, didn't you?
Absolutely, I did.
Missed you, too.
Thank you.
Hope you're off to a good start this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
And what is happening with traffic?
Well, speaking of no problems, we have no problems to report in the roads. Traffic is starting to pick up, though. Northbound Fordham Boulevard from Greensboro Street through Highway 54. Smooth sailing 40 eastbound if you're heading towards RTP from Highway 86 through Highway 55. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
What is the traffic situation between here and the newsroom?
In the newsroom, there's absolutely no one to get in my way.
None at all?
None at all.
Okay, well, I hope that stays that way for a while. And remember to turn your headlights on. Right?
In the hall?
Yes. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you in a little while here. And look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Looks like this. 44 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny. High today in the upper 70s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low 80s. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is where you should go and check out their coffee. If you haven't had their coffee, then you're really missing out on something. You can fuel up every morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and hot chocolate as well. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. All right, it is time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We do it every morning at this time. We'll take a look at birthdays. And I know that a lot of people out there celebrating, and I hope that you are perhaps one of them, or maybe you know someone who's celebrating birthday. And we're going to jump right into that. Actress Nanette Fabre is 94 years old today. Comedian John Cleese is 75 years old today. And let's see here. We have producer-director Ivan Reitman is 68 years old. You see his name on a lot of movie credits. In addition to that, Jack Daniels, country singer and musician, is 65. Gary Tallent, who's in the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, 65 years old today. Author Fran Lebowitz, 64. Actor Peter Firth, 61. Actor Robert Picardo, 61 years old today. World Golf Hall of Famer Patty Sheehan is 58. Singers Simon Le Bon, 56. See here, Matt Drudge, internet news editor. The Drudge Report, 48 years old today. Rock singer Scott Weiland, 47 years old today. And actress-comedian Kelly Osbourne is kind of famous for being an Osbourne, I guess. 30 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, David Wright, an old friend who used to work at WCHL a long time ago. David Wright has a birthday today. And Liz Holm also has a birthday. Happy birthday, Liz. And our birthday winner of the day is Leslie Weaver, Leslie Weaver, happy birthday. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers, and they're going to love taking care of you, too. Leslie Weaver, happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, Monday, here we go with some trivia on WCHL. Freddie Kiger.
How are you?
Building. Doing great. How about you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yep. Well, I just want to say that it is good to see you, and I know you've had a busy weekend.
Yeah, I was up in Charlottesville.
Yeah, and how was it up there?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a typical Charlottesville. I mean, it's kind of tough to play up there, although the Tar Heels haven't had a lot of problems lately up there.
Well, they're doing their best. Pretty up there. The leaves are turning. It's not a bad drive to Charlottesville. So it was good.
It really is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have compared it to the Carolina campus. A lot of similarities.
Exactly. In many cases, Charlottesville is Chapel Hill with bigger hills.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yep.
Well, what kind of question you got?
What we're going to do today, nations of the world.
Okay.
All right, here we go, folks. There are only four nations that, when pronounced in English, are only one syllable.
When pronounced in English, okay.
Yeah. Three are in Europe and one in Africa. Our question, name one from Europe and the one in Africa that, when pronounced in English, it's only one syllable.
So you got to name both of them.
Yep.
Right?
Name one from Europe. Name one from Africa.
Okay. I got the one from Africa, but I'm not so sure about the other one.
Yeah, if you think about it, you'll get it.
Maybe.
Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
And you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are...
good to go.
All right.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is turning pink in honor of cancer awareness. For every BMW we sell this month, we'll make a contribution to UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center. During our Turn Performance BMW Pink event, you can lease a new 2014 BMW 320i for $355 per month. Outstanding value throughout your Performance BMW experience. That's the Performance BMW promise.
Stock number BB4077. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $36,245 and selling price of $33,675 with $27,018 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 October 2014.
Listen to what Kendra had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
Joshua, my boyfriend, has always wanted a BMW. Salesperson James warmly greeted us at the door, and this immediately put us at ease. Ask for James if you are in the market for a wonderful experience.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2014 Center of Excellence and volume leader. Visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-4.
657 at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking about countries on a couple of different continents.
Yep. Pronounced as one syllable.
Only one syllable. The one in Africa would be Chad.
Correct.
All right. But the one, there's
one of the three in Europe?
More than one in Europe, yeah. What would that, I don't know why.
Oui, monsieur.
Beg pardon?
Oui, monsieur.
Oh, France.
France.
Yeah, that would be easy. Spain.
Como está usted? Yes.
Spain and...
Hercules.
Hercules.
Acropolis. Athens.
Greece. Yeah, I don't know why that was so hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah, France, Spain, or Greece in Europe, and Chad. Chad in Africa. So where's Jeremy?
I don't know, man, but there's a summer song playing in my head now already.
Yes, there is. And we're warming everybody up for Rock and Roll Tuesday tomorrow, then.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where Jeremy is, but I know Chad is hanging out.
Yes. He's hanging out in Africa.
He's hanging Chads. Oh, well.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And like you said, Rock and Roll Tuesday is tomorrow, and I'll look forward to that.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks.
And congratulations to Mike Galou, who called in with the answer right away. He knew Chad. That's the first one that comes to everybody's mind, I guess. And we had some other folks who called in as well. And sorry I was not able to get to everybody. Congratulations, Mike Galou. You get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
For nearly a decade, Great Outdoor Provision Company and the local community have
experience in downtown Chapel Hill. Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime-cut ribeye steaks. Everything made in R&R Scratch Kitchen from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411 for your reservation.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
A little bit chilly this morning, 44 degrees. Look for a high today of about 78 degrees and lots of sunshine. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. New York State, faced with mounting pressure from the White House and the medical profession, is ending the forced hospitalization of health workers who have no symptoms of the Ebola virus. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says those who've had contact with patients in West Africa will still be subject to 21 days of home quarantine.
Some people will say we're being too cautious. I'll take that criticism because that's better than the alternative.
Neighboring New Jersey won't force symptom-free resident health workers to stay in the hospital, but the policy for non-residents is different.
I'm Heather Bosch in Newark, New Jersey.
This to me is just completely unacceptable.
Nurse Casey Hickox tells CNN she's been held in an isolation tent outside University Hospital since she arrived Friday from Sierra Leone, where she treated Ebola patients. She has a portable toilet but no shower and has to wear paper scrubs.
There has to be a toning down of what has taken place here.
That's her lawyer, who's helping her sue to get out.
The New York Post reports that a 5-year-old boy who'd been to West Africa has been hospitalized after showing possible Ebola symptoms, and his family's been quarantined. A Dallas hospital has taken a lot of criticism for mishandling the case of an Ebola patient from Liberia. But a nurse who cared for Thomas Duncan told 60 Minutes Duncan didn't tell the truth about being exposed to the virus. Sadia Rose spoke to CBS's Scott Pelley.
What information was it that he denied to the health officials?
About his travels, his pregnant daughter, who had died in childbirth. He denied that. He said that's not true.
So he wasn't honest with them?
Yeah.
A second teenager wounded in Friday's school shooting in Marysville, Washington, has died. Gia Soriano was 14. Dr. Joanne Roberts read a statement from her family.
Gia is our beautiful daughter, and words cannot express how much we will miss her.
The 14-year-old shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There's evidence that an ingredient in chocolate could help older people avoid those senior moments. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
In a small study, part funded by the Mars Candy Company, Columbia University researchers found healthy older adults given a mixture high in cocoa flavanols performed better on memory tests after just 3 months than a group that consumed one low in flavanols. Although the part of the brain associated with Alzheimer's did not improve, the study suggests flavanols could help fight other forms of dementia. But don't start gobbling chocolate bars on that account. You'd have to consume so many, the other ingredients would make you sick. Frank?
Madison Baumgartner pitched a four-hit shutout, and the Giants beat the Royals to take a 3-2 lead in the World Series. Hometown fans hope they'll wrap things up tomorrow night in Kansas City.
This is wonderful. One more game. We're going to do it in six. Very confident. We got the bats going. We got the pitching going. And the defense. What else is there to baseball?
Baseball fans and